जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य इति भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से गो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, कलयुग पवन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। शशि राधा किरचोर गोपीनाथ की जय। शशि गौर निताय की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रम निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत चैप्टर 13 आदि लीला श्लोका नंबर 111। द चैप्टर नेम इज एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की। गौर पूर्णिमा की। अद्वैत आचार्य भार्या जगत पूजिता आर्य। नाम तारा सीता ठाकुरानी। आचार्यर आज्ञा पाया गेला उपहार लान। आचार्यर आज्ञा पाया देखी ते बालक शिरोमणी। अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजिता आर्य। नाम तारा सीता ठाकुरानी। आचार्यर आज्ञा पाया गेला उपहार लान। देखी ते बालक शिरोमणी। अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजिता आर्य। नाम तारा सीता ठाकुरानी। आचार्यर आज्ञा पाया गेला उपहार लान।
उपहार
देखिते बालक शिरोमानी
देखिते बालक शिरोमानी
अद्वैताचार्य भार्य जगत पूजिताय
अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजिताय नाम तार सीता ठाकुरानी आचार्य आज्ञा पान गेला उपहार दान देखी ते बालक शिरोमानी अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजित आर्य नाम तार सीता ठाकुरानी आचार्य आज्ञा पान गेला उपहार लान देखी ते बालक शिरोमानी
अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजित आर्य
अद्वैत आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजित आर्य
नाम तार सीता ठाकुरानी
नाम तार सीता ठाकुरानी
आचार्य आज्ञा पान गेल उपहार लान
आचार्य आज्ञा पान गेला उपहार लान देखी ते बालक शिरोमानी
अद्वैत
आचार्य भार्य जगत पूजित आर्य नाम तार सीता ठाकुरानी आचार्य आज्ञा पान गेला उपहार लान देखी ते बालक शिरोमानी सिनोनिम्स बाय श्रील
प्रभुपाद
Advaita Acharya Bharya.
The wife of Advaita Acharya.
Jagat Pujita. Worshipped by the whole world.
Arya.
The Arya. The most advanced culture lady. Nama. Name. Tara. Her. सीता ठाकुरानी मदर सीता आचार्य आज्ञा पान टेकिंग द ऑर्डर ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य गेला वेंट उपहार प्रेजेंटेशन लान टेकिंग देखीते टू सी बालक द चाइल्ड शिरोमणि टॉप मोस्ट ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील
प्रभुपाद
वन डे शॉर्टली आफ्टर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज बॉर्न अद्वैत आचार्यस वाइफ सीता देवी हु इज वर्शिपेबल बाय द होल वर्ल्ड टुक हर हजबेंड्स परमिशन एंड वेंट टू सी द टॉप मोस्ट चाइल्ड with all kinds of gifts and presentations. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one in Shantipur and one in Navadvip Dham. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing not at his Navadvip house but at his Shantipur house. Therefore, as formerly explained, from Advaita's old paternal house, Nijalaya, In Shantipur, Sita came to Navadvip to present gifts to newborn child Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी स्टार्ट्स एवरी चैप्टर ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत विद दिस प्रेयर्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड हिज पर्सनल एसोसिएट्स इन टेकिंग देयर ब्लेसिंग एंड एट द एंड एवरी चैप्टर ही एंड by praying to Rup Raghunath and Sanatan, like all Goswamis, and asking for their blessings. So in this shloka, what is written in Adi Lila, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Balaka Shiromani, the topmost of all child. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in entire Chaitanya Charitamrita has described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different various topmost of what? That is Shiromani. And that's what I said, that you will see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Lord Krishna himself, he came to exemplify what should be the ideal behavior as a devotee. Anybody whenever was calling him that you are Krishna, he would always close his ears and say Vishnu, Vishnu. Because he came to exemplify how a life of a devotee should be. And that is why it's not... Like, it's for us now, there is no excuse to say that for Krishna, he just gave big, big messages in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. But it is we who have to carry out. It's so difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna himself, came to show how to apply Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam by his own example, so that people in Kali Yuga now cannot use that excuse also, that what Lord knows how to execute them. So, first, when he was born, he is described here as Balaka Shiromani. He was the topmost of all child, and his activities were so very beautiful that it would always attract the heart of everybody around. So taking one of the examples of his childhood pastime, that since his childhood, his name was kept Nimai because he was born under the neem tree. And this name was given to him by Mother Sita, Sita Thakurani. She came and she gave him name Nimai. And her name, another name which was given was Vishwambhar by his grandfather, maternal grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti. So, Nimai was so naughty, but at the same time he was so intelligent from his childhood. He would start crying, and he would start crying so incessantly that he would just never stop crying. And all the neighboring ladies will come and they will start playing with him, they will start doing a lot of things. But he would not stop crying till they all will start loudly calling out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And that is why very soon he was called as Gaur Hari. Because he was golden in complexion and he induced from his childhood everybody around to call out for the name of Hari. And that's why his third name was Gaur Hari. One very beautiful pastime is described by Sri Chaitanya, by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This comes in Chaitanya Bhagavad by Vrindavan Das Thakur, that once when he was very beautifully decorated by Mother Sachi with beautiful ornaments and he was playing in the courtyard, two thieves were passing by the house of Nimai. And when they saw the beauty and they were so attracted towards this child, and when they saw that he has got so many beautiful jewels, they thought, let us kidnap this child and then we will steal his ornaments. So one of the thieves took the child, Nimai, on his shoulder, and the other started talking very sweetly to him and started giving him sweetmeats, sandesh. And Nimai was having very nice ride and they started going away from the house of Nimai. And they were going fast, thinking they are walking towards the hideout where they will finally rob the child. And on the way, they were trying to talk very sweetly and giving very nice ride to Nimai. And one by one, they were giving very beautiful, nice sandesh, sweet to Nimai. And they kept on walking for a long time. And when they thought that they have come to their own hideout, they took the child down. And they said that, oh, the house has come. So Nimai ran in the house. And suddenly they realized that actually it was the house of Nimai. Somehow he tricked him such a way that he took a big ride and finally brought him back, brought both of them back to his own house. Behind here, when the child was missing, Sachi Mata was fainting. Just thinking that the child is not to be seen, tears were flowing from her eyes and she was fainting, thinking that where is my Nimai? And there was a big chaos. And as soon as they saw that Nimai has come back, she came back to the life and she started embracing him and kissing him everywhere, smelling his head. And where were you? Where were you? And these two thieves thought, oh, we will be caught. We should run away. So they started running away. And Nimai told Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi that actually when I was coming back from Ganga, I was lost on the way. And two very nice gentlemen gave me a ride. And they also gave me sweetmeat. So they thought, oh, we should go and thank these two people. So they made a silken cloth turban. And they ran out to the house to see who are these two gentlemen who got our child back. But then obviously these two thieves had gone away. But Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that because they carried this Balaka Shiromani, who is none other than Lord himself, Lord gave them mercy because they had given a pleasure to the heart of the Lord, that very soon their anarthas were purified and they became one of the great devotees. So this is the example that since childhood, this Balaka Shiromani, Nimai, was always engaged in giving love of Krishna to everybody. When he grew little older, at the age of 11 years, he started his own school and he was a teacher for grammar. And he was so famous that hundreds and hundreds of people started becoming his student. And he was such an expert that people started calling him Nimai Pandit. And this Nimai Pandit was so brilliant and so attractive and so eloquent in his grammatical Sanskrit that nobody could ever defeat him. He would see any devotee passing by towards Ganga. He would call, Kadadhar, come here. You say that Krishna is like this, I'm saying like this and you defeat me. And Gadadhar would take run away. He would see Nimai, he would run away. This person, this child is so naughty, I cannot defeat and he's going to waste my time. So Gadadhar would run away. And like this, he would always pull everybody in arguments and everybody would think that when this child will ever take up Krishna consciousness, when he will become devotee, Advaita Acharya, Jagadanand Pandit, everybody would always think when this child will become devotee. And he was so naughty that he would always tease all the other devotees. Once when he was sitting at the ghat of Ganga with his students, a very famous Pandit, and his name was Keshava Kashmiri. He happened to come there with big pomp and show. He had defeated almost all big scholars of entire India, especially in Varanasi. And now he had arrived at Navadvip, which was also taken as an important seat of scholarly people, with the desire that he is going to defeat the people in Navadvip. And when he came to Navadvip, when he was going to various scholars, they all knew that Keshav Kashmiri is very, very strong and powerful, and once we are defeated, we will lose our fame. So they thought, what to do, how to save ourselves? Let us do one thing, let's send him to Nimai. Nimai is very strong scholar. And if in case Nimai is defeated, we can just say he is just a child. So they send him to Nimai Pandit. So he comes to this Ganga where Nimai is sitting with his disciples or his students, and Keshav Kashmiri comes and he says that, oh, I have heard a lot about you, why don't you debate with me? And that time Nimai starts glorifying him, that you are such a scholar and I am just a child, what can I argue? I have nothing, no qualification even to sit in front of you. Actually, I should be learning from you. Why don't you compose or why don't you say some poetry for the glorification of Mother Ganges. And very proudly, Keshav Kashmiri started composing and reciting the verses after verses, and he composed 100 verses at the rate of flowing wind. In 1 hour, he composed 100 verses and he just rattled them out. It was not that they were composed and he was repeating the verses, he was composing them. And at the end of it, he was so very proud. With such a big smile, he was looking at Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit said, "What you have composed is very, very beautiful. It is just the best of glorification, and I can say that there is nobody in this world at this moment who can actually defeat you. But as a student of yours, can I please request you to find some faults and some similes, some good qualities in your composition?" And Keshav Kashmiri was taken aback. He said, "Good qualities, there are many, but faults, there cannot be any fault in my composition. It is not possible." Because he was personally blessed by Mother Saraswati, who was residing on his tongue. So he was so confident that there cannot be any fault in his composition. And Nimai said, "If you give me permission, I can analyze some of your verse." And he said that in particular verse, he repeated the verse, and that itself shocked Keshav Kashmiri. "I compose these verses at the speed of wind. How did you remember what verse I spoke? And how could you repeat it so perfectly?" And Nimai very humbly said, "The way somebody may be so poetic like you, somebody may be Shrutidhar. And I'm a Shrutidhar, I can just hear and I can remember. So in this verse," and then he started giving 5 beautiful qualities, followed by 5 faults in that qualities. And when he spoke about those faults, Keshav Kashmiri was speechless. He had no words to defend himself. And he was feeling completely defeated by this small child. And all the children around Nimai started teasing, started laughing. And Nimai immediately told them, "Stop laughing. Do not make fun of him. He is a great scholar and definitely we can learn many things from him." And then very gently Nimai told that, "Maybe today you are very tired. Why don't you go and take rest? And tomorrow we can meet and you can continue teaching, because what you have composed is definitely beyond anybody else. And I have many things to learn from you." So without breaking the respect or without disrespecting Keshav Kashmiri, he sent away Keshav Kashmiri. And when Keshav Kashmiri reached home, he was very sad that how could a mere child break my pride? How could he defeat me? And definitely indicates that Mother Saraswati has rejected me. She is not happy. So he started praying very, very fervently, very, very intensely. And Mother Saraswati appeared in his dream and told that you could not defeat this child because he is even my master. And it should be taken as your prestige that you have actually become prideless, or your pride has been broken personally by my own Lord. And when Keshav Kashmiri realized this, who Nimai is, next day he came and surrendered his life to this most beautiful child, who that time he accepted as he is the one who is the knower of everything. And that is what is described, that he was Sarvajna Shiromani. He was knower of everything. How his mercy came to Keshav Kashmiri, knowing that his heart is full of pride and that it is important to break his pride. This Nimai broke the pride, and that is how it is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Pandita kahe Prabhu, Svatantra Sarvagya Shiromani, Tarasane Hata Kari Bhala Nahi Mani. So he is next described as Sarvagya Shiromani, one who knows everything. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew and he took sannyas, we all know that he took sannyas in Katwa, and then he had strong desire that I want to go to Vrindavan. And he left from Katwa to go towards Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu on the way tricked him to come to the place called as Shantipur. And he had sent message to Advaita Acharya that I am bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when actually it was Ganga, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is Yamuna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking of Vrindavan and Yamuna, just jumped into the river. And he was completely remembering in ecstasy of Krishna. And suddenly he sees that in a boat, Advaita Acharya is coming. So he is asking, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing here? This is Yamuna, this is Vrindavan. What are you doing here? And Advaita Acharya said that, my lord, this is Ganga and you have come to Shantipur and I have come here with a dry pair of clothes. Please accept this and please come and now become the guest of Shantipur. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very upset with Nityananda Prabhu. And that is why in his next visit to South India, he said, this Avadhut will not go with me because he has broken my danda and he tricked me, taking me to Shantipur instead of Vrindavan. So after this, he goes to Shantipur. In his heart he was happy because Nityananda Prabhu knew that the devotees at Navadvip are devastated when Lord took sannyas. And now just that thought that Lord is not going to come back, they were completely heart full of sorrows. So to pacify the devotees, he brought the Lord to Shantipur. And all the devotees from Navadvip, headed by Sachi Mata, came to Shantipur. And Lord fell at the feet of Mother Sachi and told that I know that I have broken your heart, but this is what is desire of me because this is what is required at this time. And that time, it is described that though he took sannyas, he considered his mother and served his mother as one of the best child. So then he is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as one of the best Matru Bhakta. So how is described? Matru Bhakta Ganera Param Hana Shiromani Sanyasa Kariya Sada Sevena Janani. That though he has taken sannyas, he is Matru Bhakta Shiromani. He is the topmost of the obedient child of a mother and is still serving his mother. So when he fell at the feet of Mother Sachi and Mother Sachi told him that please stay here for at least a month. Let me cook every day for all of you. So he allowed Mother Sachi to cook for all the devotees there and giving her heart satisfaction. And when he was about to leave, Mother Sachi requested that please do not go to Vrindavan. It's very far. Please go and stay in Jagannath Puri because Jagannath Puri is like a second house to Navadvip. And when people are coming and going back from Jagannath Puri, I'll keep on getting the messages about you and your welfare and that will give me solace. Respecting the mother's order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up his strong desire of going and staying in Vrindavan. And after that, he spent 18 years out of 24 years of his sannyas in Jagannath Puri. So this is how next he is described as Matru Bhakta Shiromani. When he has taken sannyas, he also wanted to exemplify the topmost of a sannyasi. And that is why he is also described as Nyasi Shiromani. This described Chaitanyera Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Jani Bhakta Vancha Purna Kaila Nyasi Shiromani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost of Shiromani. And his heart was so much flowing from his devotees, he was Bhakta Vatsalya, that he was always fulfilling the desire of his devotees, even in spite of being in sannyas order of life. But in like we have seen, like last time we were talking about King Prataprudra, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he knew that King Prataprudra is a pure devotee and deserves the mercy of Lord, but being in the order of sannyas, he refused to meet a king. With his own example, he showed that it is not befitting for a sannyasi to closely or intimately associate with a materialistic-minded so-called king. And he that time described that even meeting a king or seeing him is equal to meeting a woman. He was very, very strict with his vows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was such an exemplary with his vows that it was his state set so many standards for generations to come. Once he was invited by a devotee called Bhagavan Acharya to come and accept prasadam at his house. And Bhagavan Acharya was very happy in the morning, making a lot of preparations for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And he had one of his friend or helper called as Chota Haridas. So he told Chota Haridas that because I am preparing, I need a very good quality, very high quality rice. So please go and beg some rice from this lady who is a very nice devotee, pure devotee. Her name was Madhavi Devi. So go and beg some very fine quality rice. Tell that I have sent you. And Chota Haridas goes and brings some rice from this Madhavi Devi. And then Bhagavan Acharya cooks this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes, he accepts the worship, and then when he accepts the prasadam, he's very happy to see this rice, and he's saying that, from where did you get this such beautiful quality of rice? You are a renunciant. So he said that I sent Chota Haridas to Madhavi Devi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just kept quiet at that time. But after taking prasadam, when he went back, he told his personal servant Govinda, from henceforth, Chota Haridas will not be allowed in my association. Chota Haridas was such a beautiful singer that he was every day singing for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was very, very beautiful and pleasing to heart. And he had actually given up his heart at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. And when this message went that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not want to have Chota Haridas in his Sangha, Chota Haridas was almost dejected and he stopped eating anything. He started fasting, and all devotees were very much affected at their heart. They all went, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, and they went and pleaded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the offense which Chota Haridas did? He has given his life to you. He is so attached at your lotus feet. Why are you rejecting him? And Lord told that time that he has broken this very important principle. In sannyas order of life, one cannot take intimate, close association of a lady. But he did go and closely, intimately associated, and I cannot tolerate this. And they said that they started giving a lot of explanation that he did it as a service and it's not intentional, and maybe forgive him this time, everybody will be more careful. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said no. For days and days and days, months were going. After 3 days, all the devotees went and requested and forced Chota Haridas to accept food, but he was still not allowed. And after a while, Paramananda Puri, who was one of the very senior person in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respect him like his own spiritual master. So Paramananda Puri comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's requesting that please forgive Chota Haridas. He is very sad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are like my spiritual master. I cannot say no to whatever you say. But in this case, if you are insisting, I will leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalnath. I'll just take Govinda with me. But if you insist, you all stay here and I will go away. And Paramananda Puri said, you are the Lord Swatantra. Do whatever you want. And Paramananda Puri left. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 1 year did not allow Chota Haridas to even come near him. And understanding the Lord's heart, he felt so sad. Chota Haridas finally left one night without telling anything to anybody. He went to Prayag and then he entered the deep water at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna and gave up his life, and he attained his spiritual body as a Gandharva and continued singing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized. But this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set by his own example that how the topmost of even sannyas order has to be followed, and that's why he is described as Nyasi Shiromani. And the last description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes,
apane kari asvadane sikhaila bhakta gane prema chinta manir prabhu dhani. नाही जाने स्थान स्थाने यार तार कैला दान महाप्रभुर दाता शिरोमणी.
चैतन्य कृष्णदास कविराज डिस्क्राइब्स हिम लास्ट एंड द टॉप मोस्ट इज दाता शिरोमणी. इज द टॉप मोस्ट ऑफ चैरिटेबल पर्सन एंड इज डिस्क्राइब दैट आपने करी aswadane. He was himself tasting sikhaila bhaktagane and he was teaching everybody else. Prema chinta manir prabhudani. He was giving the touchstone of Krishna prem to everybody. And nahi jane sthana sthane. He was not differentiating between good person, bad person, this place, that place. No. Yare dekhe tare dele. He was whoever he was seeing, he was just giving everybody. And that is why he is the topmost of all Vaishnavas, of all the charitable person. And I would just last describe that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, actually not in Navadvip, not in Jagannath Puri, but actually he started this movement of Sankirtan on his tour to South India. He went to South India telling devotees that I need to go and look for my brother Vishwaroop, who had taken sannyas many years ago. But in his heart he knew that actually Vishwaroop had already left his body at Pandharpur. But taking this example, taking this excuse, he is going to South India to deliver the people. And that's why Vishwanath Chakravarti, sorry, that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Vishwaroopa Siddhi Prapti Janina Shakala Dakshina Deshe Udharite Karena Ei Chala. He did this chala that I'm going to look for Vishwaroop because he wanted to deliver the people in South India. And when he started going to South India, whoever he would meet, he would, just looking at that person, he would hug that person and tell, Hari Hari, chant Hari Hari. And whoever will just see or get the touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will get into ecstasy of Lord Krishna. The love for Krishna will arise, sprout in the heart, and he would start behaving like a mad person. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And he would start dancing, rolling, and tears would start flowing. And when this person goes back to his village, looking at his madness, he would attract everybody else. And everybody would, whoever sees this person or touches this person, they would start chanting, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And there will be some person visiting from some other village who comes into this person's contact and he becomes mad, overflowing with the love of Krishna, chanting Hari Hari. And when he goes back to his village, he would convert that entire village. Like this, this was the first, what they call, franchising, which was started actually by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started this business of Harinam Sankirtan. And like this, wherever he was going, whatever he was coming in touch, whoever was coming in touch, he was empowering that soul to take the name of Krishna and go back and distribute the same intensity of Krishna prem to others. When he came to a place in Kurma Kshetra, he met a devotee called Kurma Brahmana. He was called as Kurma Brahmana. And Kurma Brahmana served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with lot of faith. And in his heart he realized that this person is same as my own Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving, Kurma Brahmana said, please give me permission that I want to live with you. I want to accompany you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very beautiful instructions to Kurma Brahman. And same instruction he gave to all the people he met later on. Prabhu kahe aichha bat kabhu na kahi be, gruhe rahi Krishna nama nirantar lai be. This is an example for each one of us. He said, don't think of living with me. Aichha bat kabhu na kahi be. Don't speak like this. Grihe rahi, stay at home, Krishna nam nirantar lai be. And always chant the name of Krishna. And then we should do what when you chant? Next verse he says, Yara dekha tara kahe, Krishna upadesh, Amara agya guru hai, tara ehidesh. And whoever you see, you chant, and whoever you see, give the holy name of Krishna, preach and give this holy name to others. And like this, become guru for everybody, and the whole land will be delivered. And the same instruction is for each one of us. Wherever we are, continue to be in the same position. In Kali Yuga, there is no need of leaving your position and going to the forest like Satyuga and doing meditation in seclusion. Stay where you are, be in the cities, villages, wherever you are. But chant the holy name of Krishna all the time and preach, give this holy name to Krishna, to others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once told his devotees when he was at Amraghat in Navadvip, that there are so many mangoes of this Krishna prem which I have brought with me I want it to be distributed to everybody, but how much can I distribute? Take this. Make your life successful and then help me distribute these beautiful mangoes which are full of Krishna Prem to others. And that is what can please actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He in his own life exemplified how a devotee should live and taught us a lesson that what is expected out of us. Be simple in life, take holy name of Krishna all the time and pass it on to others. And when we will help others come close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be most happy, blissful and bestow all his mercy on us. And that is what last he says to Vasudeva Lepar.
Prabhu kahe kabhu to mar naha be abhiman, nirantar kahe Krishna Krishna nama. Krishna upadesikara jivera nisara, achirate Krishna toma karibe angikara.
When one will continuously chant the Krishna nam and give this to others, achirate is very quickly, Krishna will karibe angikar, Krishna will accept you in your own life, in his life. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaura Purnima celebration can be done in our own life. Tomorrow when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we are going to celebrate his appearance, we can meditate now that how he wanted in our life, we should follow that way. Take this message of Krishna consciousness very seriously and then try to assist in our capacity to distribute this fruits of holy name which has come to us passing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Parampara, from Srila Prabhupada to his disciples, and now it's coming in our hand in Parampara. Take it and pass it to others. And when we will distribute more, we will have receive also more. And the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will flow. And this Data Shiromani will be happy and bless us also. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.